The most recent census shows more than a third of New York City residents were born in other countries. Many immigrants cluster in neighborhoods with people from their countries of origin. Radio rookie Mary Forey says they often bring with them biases from home. Mary's is the first of this week's series of stories from WNYC's Radio Rookies. She's 18, and she moved from Columbia to the Jackson Heights neighborhood of Queens 6 years ago.
When I was back in Columbia, I used to think that when I moved to the United States, all my neighbors will be white Americans. I thought I have to eat hamburgers and hot dogs every day, and I would never see a Colombian bakery again. Now, every morning when I wake up and I feel the desire to get Colombian pastries, I just walk 2 blocks, and the smells of arepas and buñuelos penetrate my nose and transport me to my homeland. Most of the people in line are Colombians, like Julio Alvarez. Julio says, living in this country for 14 years, he's met a lot of people from different parts of the world.
It's like the ideal place for people to mix. This is an immigrant city.
A lot of people think the way Julio thinks, that we're living in an immigrant city. But the funny thing is that even when we speak the same language, we don't really hang out together. I went to high school in Queens with people from Mexico, Ecuador, Venezuela, Uruguay. But on the weekends, only Colombians come hang out at my house.
Hola.
Who do you like to hang out with, Natalie?
People from Colombia.
Judani?
Colombians.
Why?
I'm Colombian. They dance and they like the music that I like. And I feel more comfortable with them.
Why don't you like to integrate?
I don't know, because I don't fit in with them.
I want to give a shout out to all my Colombian friends.
That's my twin sister, Andrea.
Why just Colombian? Because that's all my friends.
What about when you go to the park? I see you like hanging out with Dominicans and everything.
I do know people from other countries, don't take me wrong.
Of course, in New York, we have to mix with other people. When I want my hair to be straight, I go to a Dominican hair salon in my neighborhood. The hairdressers there will blow dry any kind of hair, including mine, which is very curly. When I got there on a Saturday afternoon, a Colombian girl named Ileana Molina was waiting under the dryer with curlers in her hair. Ileana says it is stupid that people who speak the same language don't hang out together more.
My best friend, her mother, you know, she doesn't like her to go out with Ecuadorians or Mexicans. So one day she brought her boyfriend, he was Ecuadorian, and she got to tell her mom that he was Colombian, so she liked him, you know. But when she found out that he was Ecuadorian, even though she liked him, she told her, you can't go out with him.
People feel sad to leave the countries behind and the customs.
That's my sister again.
So even if they hear, they still want to keep that part of their lives alive.
She's giving her opinion, as always. She wants to show off her good English for the radio. But she's right. People who come to this country sometimes feel so proud of their own country that they never stop talking about it. Elisa Velez is from Bolivia.
It's a beautiful country, very noble, nice countryside and weather, flora and fauna. It's a country with nice people who work hard.
And I guess when people love their country so much, they can start to look down their noses at every other place. Sometimes my friends and my family call Ecuadorians ñaños, Mexicans mejillas, and Argentinians boludos. All these nicknames are pretty offensive.
Do you think you're racist? I don't think I'm racist. I think just like a lot of people think in the country.
Judani?
I'm not racist because the color or the culture is not, I don't discriminate. Sometimes the people are nice. You can sometimes talk during class or something, but I don't know, they're not like me. They don't like the same stuff that I do.
We like the way Dominicans physically look, but when they open their mouth to speak, their accent just kills it for us. That's what we say.
Because they're loud. I don't mean to generalize, but
I know people are going to feel offended when they hear this. I feel this way too when I hear people call Colombians drug dealers and marijuana smokers. I just want to be honest about what I see and hear. Even though everyone shares the same sidewalk and subway along Roosevelt Avenue in Jackson Heights, they don't always feel so welcome. Like Eduardo Coronel, who's from Ecuador.
Do you ever feel discriminated against?
Sometimes.
Why?
Sometimes by Mexicans. Or maybe not Mexicans, maybe Central Americans.
Just behind Eduardo is a Mexican video store. Teresa Maña works at the cash register.
The majority of my customers are from Puebla, Mexico.
Offering a quiet session of the store is Santiago Nelly, a guy who seems kind of shy.
Would you like to hang out with other types of people, people who aren't Mexicans?
No. Well, they're nice if they talk to you.
It's kind of weird how adults have so much trouble integrating when young kids find it so easy.
I'm Nick.
I'm Tony.
I'm Amer.
I'm Christian.
Jose.
Carlos.
The kids that play baseball near my house have families from Peru, Pakistan, Italy, China, the Dominican Republic.
Well, my parents want me to have at least one or two friends that are from my country.
They're like, oh, you should hang out with like more white people. I'm like, no, I don't care. I'll hang out with who I want.
I talked to a professor at CUNY who studies kids like this. They're called second-generation immigrants. Philip Casinet said his research shows they tend to integrate a lot more.
Where that's particularly interesting is in a case like with Latino immigrants, do you start to get a Latino identity in the second generation, or do people simply assimilate into sort of generally being American? So my guess is that in Queens today, you have concentrations of Colombians and Mexicans and Ecuadorians, but as time goes on, younger people who think of themselves more as Latino New Yorkers are more likely to live together in a more mixed setting.
It is interesting. There are certain times when I call myself a Latino. Like when we all need to get together and make our voices heard. Then you don't even think about differences. You think more about the ways you are the same, that you speak the same language, that it's not easy to be a newcomer here. But when that moment passes, you start looking at the differences again. Like my sister, who never likes to admit that she went out with an Ecuadorian guy when she was 15.
I want to talk about that Ecuadorian boyfriend you had. Which one? I don't remember. Why don't you like to talk about it?
It is not just about how he talks or what he eats or how he dances. We only go dancing like once a month anyway. The truth is, we made fun of her for dating an Ecuadorian simply because he wasn't one of us. We just don't give people the chance to fit in with us. When we do, we're surprised.
Yesterday, I went out with a couple of friends from work, and they're from a couple of different cultures.
From Cuba and Venezuela.
And I realized that it's not that bad at all to hang out with people from different countries. It doesn't mean that I already changed my mind about who I prefer to hang out with. It's just the fact that they fun too. And why not? It's good to learn from other people.
But it's scary. And not just because they're different. Sometimes, I think the scariest thing is that if I hang out with someone who's not from my world, I might like it better. And then I might change and leave my old world behind. For WNYC, I'm rookie reporter Mary Forey.